And welcome back to the Home Show here on News Talk 870 KRLA. I am Jessie Lovelady, and of course, we have a very, very interesting topic today. We are speaking with Dr. Francine Lederer. She is a clinical psychologist at LA Talk Therapy in West Los Angeles. I think all of us can use some help. And her website information is www.latalktherapy.com. So if you want to go to her website, that's fine. But directly, you can reach her once again at 310-499-7040. Now, as we were talking, and this makes us think about some of the things that we go through, we were talking about the sandwich generation, and I'd never heard that before. So what kind of tough decisions do people in the sandwich generation have to make about their aging parent or parents?
Yeah. Well, I think it really depends on the role that the adult child plays in their parent's life. Mm-hmm. And so that will really determine the kinds of decisions that will have to be made. So it can be very basic. It can be from, you know, trying to help their parent get dressed in the morning and to get out of bed and to help motivate them to do things throughout the day or participate in social activities. And it can be more serious. Mm-hmm. It can come down to needing to decide, well, can mom stay in her home? Do we need to find a facility for her? What kind of facility? Mm-hmm. And is that okay? Should she come and live with us? Mm-hmm. And ultimately, it could, you know, if the parent is ill or having some kind of health scare or concern, it can be about needing to take a parent to doctor's appointments and needing to figure out what's the right, the best approach mm-hmm. to take. So it really varies.
Yeah. Now, what about coming to therapy? How might coming to therapy help people, doctor?
Yeah, well, ultimately, number one, support. How important. I mean, we all need support.
Oh,
do
yes.
We not?
Yes.
Whether you're a caregiver
yes.
or not.
Yes.
You know, ultimately, there's a lot of noise in our lives. There's a lot of people that are telling us to do something or to do this or to do that. And ultimately, coming to therapy allows for somebody to tune out all those external voices that they've been hearing for years and to really start tuning into themselves and really understanding their inner voice and, you know, understanding those patterns in their lives and hopefully through the process help them make whatever decisions or changes that they need to make.
Sure. Now, how many sessions of therapy does somebody would you say need to feel better? I want to feel better quick.
Don't we all? Well, the reality is, Jesse, that it's not a magic cure. I mean, I can't tell you, okay, if you come for two sessions, that's it. You're not going to have these issues anymore. Ultimately, you know, it's a subjective experience. And so people come for all different reasons. And some people come and they say, you know what, I want to work on this one issue only. I can't stand my mother-in-law. And how do I deal with her? And they come in for six sessions and they say, that's it, I'm done. And then there are other people that say, you know what, I've had some struggles. Mm-hmm. Some lifelong struggles, and I don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. And so that can be a much longer process. Mm-hmm. But it's really about how, you know, what you want to make, what you want to get out of the experience.
And I agree with that because, to me, as far as cost goes, and I want to ask you about cost, we're in a time right now where things are heavy duty on a lot of people. But when it comes down to your psyche and it's pulling you down, you know, I want to tell the public out there that cost, this could be something that could be lifelong where you can go on and be free of whatever it's been troubling you. So what about cost? Do you accept insurance? How does that work?
Yeah, well, cost is definitely something that I discuss with all individual patients. And obviously, due to the economic climate, I have and I will adjust my fees accordingly. And I do take insurance.
Good to know. Mm-hmm. Really good to know. Because I know it's so important for the listeners that are listening, what signs people might be experiencing in order to decide that they may need the help. Because we all, I think, think that we can just do it on our own. And I'm sorry, you can't do it on your own. You know, I have people all the time that ask me, Jesse, you're always, why are you always so happy? And why are you, well, I am not always happy. Mm-hmm. I do have those times. But believe you me, if I thought that I could use some help, I feel that I would go for it. So what would make me decide if I really needed the help? I mean, would the appearance of maybe I'm not taking care of myself, what type of things?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it comes down to, is your daily level of functioning somehow impaired? Mm. Is it different? Are you having all of a sudden everything was okay and a situation came up and you're having a hard time getting out of bed in the morning?
Right.
Are you having a hard time getting into work? Are you somehow calling in sick a lot?
Mm.
Are you feeling unmotivated to go out, to see people, to do things? Mm-hmm. I mean, those are all very, you know, clear signs that there's something off. Mm-hmm. And those are the things you're going to want to check in with.
Mm-hmm.
Now, also, a lot of people that do find themselves in the role of caregiver, their health is also compromised often. They're either getting, you know, stomach aches all the time or they get migraines all the time. I mean, those are the signs to look for. You
sure.
know, what's happening externally, but what's happening internally.
Mm-hmm.
And so to really, you know, to really focus inward and get a sense of that. And then also, what are people saying about you?
Sure.
That's a really good indicator sure. of how you're doing.
I know you've changed or you seem like you're mad all the time or,
absolutely.
you know, snap out of it. I mean, you know, I've seen people that you can tell something's up and I want to extend that hand out to my listeners out there to definitely seek help. And this is why we wanted to put this as one of our topics on the home show. And we are going to be having you come back, so I want people to know that. Now, also, I want to make sure and give them your direct number. Okay, listeners, here it goes. It's 310-499-7040. That's 310-499-7040. Now, again, I might mention to you, if you feel like this is just an emergency, obviously call 911. And I want to also tell you that the doctor is in a lot and she has other patients. So if you get her message, please just leave your name and number and she will call you back. Now, also, I'd like to give you her website information. That's www.latalktherapy.com. I just love that. www.latalktherapy.com. That is so great. That's the name of the show we're going to call you. Now, you mentioned earlier that you also run a group for the sandwich generation. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So that's the group that, again, are for the people that are finding themselves
sure.
in this, you know, difficult predicament where they're, you know, having to take care of a parent and also raise their children and you know, let's not forget also their spouses.
Mm-hmm.
But they also have relationships and marriages. And so it's the group is for people to really get a sense of, and you know, what's going on in the world and mm-hmm. to be able to really check in with each other. Oh, you're having this experience. Oh, well, you know what? I'm having a similar experience. And oh, you did that with your dad. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, when we took him to the doctor at this point in time, I thought that we were going to get this medication, but we did. And really just to be able to get support from one another, but ultimately also get information from each other and understand what the resources are out there for themselves and also for their parents.
Now, let me ask you this one quick question. We just got about a minute left, it's just too quick to let you go. But do you work with people who have actually had a loved one, such as a parent or spouse, die? That's a big one.
Yeah, yeah. And so grief work is a big part of my practice because ultimately, eventually, a lot of the people that I see, they are going to lose their mm-hmm. loved one.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is something that we definitely, spend a whole lot of time in the therapy room. because grief really, a lot of people say, well, get over it, or, you know, it'll be gone soon.
It was the best for them.
It was the best for them. But ultimately, grief never ends. And I think that's a big misconception. What does change is the intensity of grief and the duration of grief. But ultimately, grief is something that we have to learn how to deal with for the rest of our lives. And I know we have to end, but just sort of a final thought, you know, if we think about, you know, if we're sitting on an airplane and, you know, they have the safety instructions, emergency instructions,
sure.
What is the first thing they tell us to do? They tell the caregiver or the parent, put the oxygen mask over your face first before you put one on your child, because ultimately we're not going to be able to help anybody unless we help ourselves first.
Right. And that it's such a great thing to end with that. Doctor, once again, let's tell the listeners, how can they get a hold of you?
Call me, 310-499-7040. And definitely feel free to check out my website. It's www.latalktherapy.com. And all my contact information is on there. And you can always send me an email.
Okay. And with that, thank you very much. We appreciate you coming here on the Home Show. And for my listeners out there, you heard it here today. Again, please understand that this is something that I feel that is very interesting. And, of course, I know there's a lot of people we can help. And I'm Jessie Lovelady. I'll see you next week.